Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we continue in our series called Life's Healing Choices. In these lessons, Rick offers an in-depth biblical look at overcoming the hurts, hang-ups, and habits that hold us back in life. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a great video resource that will show you step-by-step how to let go of your past hurts, hang-ups, and habits once and for all. It's an 8-session DVD and workbook study kit called Life's Healing Choices. And you can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick Warren with the third and final part of a message called The Transformation Choice.
Jacob's name means deceiver. And boy, did he live up to his name. His entire life, he lied out of this situation, lied in that situation, lied in that situation, and one conflict after another, because he was a deceiver, he was a manipulator. And when God says, "What's your name?" He's saying, "Jacob, I want you to own up to who you are. I'm broken. I am a manipulator. I am a liar. I am prideful. I am a gossip. I'm a worrier. I'm an addict. I am whatever. I can't control my temper." And so all of his life, he had lived up to his name. He deceived his dad. He deceived his father-in-law. He deceives his wife. You know, deceives his brother. By the way, I wonder if you were named after your biggest character flaw, what your name would be. "Hi, my name's Bitter." "Hi, my name is, it's all about me." "My name is Gossip." "Hi, my name is Angry Temper." "My name is Lust." If you were named after your biggest character flaw, what would people say about, "Hey, there comes Greedy." You know? "And look who's with him, Fearful." We probably better be glad that we name people for how they sound today rather than their character. But in those days, your name was your label. It was your brand. And when Jacob says, "I am Jacob," he's saying, "I'm moving to step four, confession." The house cleaning step. Openly examine and confess my faults to myself. I got to be honest to me and to God. I'm honest to God and to someone I trust. I'm honest with somebody else. It's an act of confession. It's a self-revelation. He's owning up to all of his conniving ways. He says, "I am a manipulator." Now, here's the cool thing about it. When Jacob says, "I am manipulator," God is not shocked. "You got to be kidding me. I'm fighting with a manipulator? How did I miss that? I didn't see that one coming." God already knows everything bad about you, even the stuff you don't know about yourself. And he still loves you. One of my favorite verses is in the book of Romans, where God just says, "Jacob have I loved." And I like that verse because it gives me hope. Well, if God loved Jacob, maybe he could love me. If God loved Jacob, who was so unlovable, who was such a manipulator, who was such a scoundrel, who was such a crook, who was such a liar, such a deceiver, then maybe God could love me. Now, the point is, lasting change starts with this humbleness, this brokenness, this honesty, where I stop making excuses and I stop blaming and I stop rationalizing and I be honest to God and I be honest with myself and I be honest with one other person. That is the symptom of brokenness, where I just say, "God, I admit it. I'm the problem. I am the problem." How does God respond to our brokenness? The Bible says that God is close to the brokenhearted and that he saves those who are crushed in spirit. And that's why we get to phase five. And here's the phase five in God's changing you: conversion. And in conversion, I get a new identity. God picks up the pieces and replaces the pieces with peace. I move from conflict with others to crisis with God to commitment that I'm going to change and trust God with those changes. And then the confession that I am the problem. And God says, okay, now comes the conversion. You're going to get a brand new identity. I love God's response to Jacob's brokenness and confession. The Bible says this in Genesis 32. And this is the fifth step that we're in tonight. Then the man said, your name will no longer be Jacob. I'm changing it. We're getting a conversion here. Your name will be Israel. Ever heard that one? Oh yeah, this is the guy the nation of Israel is named after. This is the guy, the scoundrel, the crook, the deceiver. He says, your name will no longer be Jacob. It's going to be Israel. By this time, Jacob had another child then, and he had 12 sons, and they became the 12 tribes of Israel. Then he blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, it is because I saw the face of God. I saw God face to face. Now, what happens in phase five in your life when you get to the conversion phase, the recovery stage, when you start following these Beatitudes step by step and the healing choices step by step, as we've just seen them outlined in this man's life? Well, first thing is Jacob gets a new identity. He says, you know, you've been called manipulator, schemer, cheater. Your name has been crook. But he says, you know what? Beneath all that, Jacob, I see in you a prince. And I'm going to rename you Israel. What does that mean, Israel? It means prince of God. Everybody else saw a defeated, mean-spirited, cheating, lying, manipulator. And God says, you know what? I see deeper than that. I see in you a prince of God. And beneath all your sins and all your hang-ups, I see a prince. Listen very closely to me. When God does his deepest work in you, he does his deepest work in your identity, in who you are. That is the deepest work that God does in your life. He changes your identity. How you see yourself. Why? Because the way you see yourself affects everything else in your life. You act according to the way you see yourself. And for lasting change to happen, you must change your self-perception. You need an identity change. God says, people say you're that, I say you're this. He did it all the time. He says to Peter, Peter, people think you're impulsive, you're a rock. Gideon, you're a mighty man of valor. Sons of thunder, I call you beloved disciples. He changed the names of people all through Scripture. He gave them new identities. Some of you were given an identity by your mom or your dad. You're a loser. You're a phony. You're a fake. You're worth zip. And on and on and on. And the world has given you labels, and they were lying. And God says, no, no, I see beneath all that a prince. I see beneath that a princess. I see what you can be. I see what I made you to be. Now you finish this sentence for me 10 times in your mind. It's just like me to be, and I'll tell you, your old identity. And God says, yeah, that's what you've been all your life. But if you'll go through these steps of recovery, these steps of growth, these steps of healing, I'm going to give you a new identity. And you're not going to be Jacob anymore. You're going to be a prince. You're going to be a princess. So Jacob gets a new identity in conversion. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The old has passed away. The new has come. And the second thing is it says, and he blessed him. You get blessed. And that leads us to this week's beatitude. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. When you're hungry and thirsty, you say, I got to have it at all cost. Hunger and thirst for righteousness. Let me say it another way. I'm not letting go of you till you bless me, God. That's what it means to hunger and thirst for righteousness. It's exactly what Jacob did. I'm not letting go. I'm not settling for second best. I want your blessing on my life. This is the transformation step. There on your outline. Voluntarily submit to every change God wants to make in my life. He's going to change my identity. He's going to bless me. And humbly ask him to remove my character defects. Thank God I'm not what I used to be. But thank God I'm not what I'm going to be. God isn't finished with Rick Warren yet. Hang around. I'm getting better. And you are too. You are too. Hang around. I'm not what I used to be. I'm just not. But I'm not what I'm going to be either. That is the transformation process.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
It's no secret that we've all been hurt by other people. We've hurt ourselves, and we've hurt others. And as a result, every single one of us ends up with some sort of hurt, hang-up, or habit. How you respond to these difficulties will determine whether you get bitter or better. That's why Pastor Rick created the Life's Healing Choices DVD Study Kit to help you find freedom from those hurts, hang-ups, and habits through 8 healing choices that promise true happiness and life transformation. Using the Beatitudes of Jesus as a foundation, Rick leads you through 8 video lessons that offer practical, encouraging biblical teaching. Each session includes real-life stories of men and women whose lives have been transformed by living out the 8 choices presented in this study kit. As you discover and apply these life-changing principles, you too will find God's path to wholeness, growth, spiritual maturity, happiness, and healing. You'll find real answers, real hope, and a real future, one healing choice at a time. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a gift to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world, we'll send you your very own copy of the Life's Healing Choices 8-Session DVD and Workbook Study Kit. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request this great resource. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
How do you know when you've made it to phase 5? In the conversion step, when God gives you a new name, he gives you a reminder that you will carry the rest of your life to remind you to trust in him. Now, you remember that when God and Jacob are wrestling, the Bible says God dislocated Jacob's hip. He pulled it out of socket. And the Bible says this, last verse on your outline. The sun rose as Jacob left Peniel, and he was limping because of his hip. I want you to circle the word limping. What is the significance of his limp? After you've had a genuine encounter with God, you're going to have a limp. Now, what is the significance of this limp? Follow me on this real close. 3 things. Number one, for his entire life, Jacob had run from conflict. He'd run from his brother. He'd run from his dad. He'd run from his wife. He had run from his father-in-law. He had run from God. God said, we'll just fix that. No more running. I'm just going to touch your hip so you will limp the rest of your life. You're not running anymore. You're not going to run anymore. You'll never solve a problem by running from it. So he touches his hip. He gives him a limp. Second thing, it was a daily reminder to trust God. Now, he touched him right here on his thigh. Do you know what your thigh muscle is? It is the strongest muscle in your body. It's the biggest muscle. It's the strongest muscle in your body. And God touched Jacob at the point of his greatest strength. And he said, you're no longer going to rely on self-strength anymore. You're going to rely on me. You're no longer going to rely on your cuteness, your cleverness, your lies, your manipulation, your background, your ability to talk yourself out of a situation. I'm going to touch you at the point of greatest strength, the most powerful muscle in your body, and you're going to be remembered that you got to depend on me for strength. It could no longer stand on his own power. And the third meaning of it, when he walked with a limp, is that Jacob emerged both stronger and weaker. He was weaker because he couldn't walk on his own power anymore. And he was stronger because God says, you're going to walk in my power. You'll never walk the same again. You've got a new identity. Now listen to me. God's giants, the men and women that God has always used greatest in life, have always walked with a limp. There may be an emotional limp, a physical limp, a mental limp, a relational limp, but there's going to be something in your life that keeps you reminding God, it's about me, it's not about you. And God's great giants, the men and women that he uses, the men and women he blesses, gives new identity to, always walk with a limp. Paul said it like this on the screen, last verse. To keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in the flesh, a limp, to torment me. And three times I pleaded with God to take it away from me. But he said, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I boast about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. The reason why you can't boast about your weakness in small group is because you're not at stage five yet. You're still trying to hide your weaknesses. But to get to five, the change, the blessing, the new identity, you got to admit it. Let's bow our heads. As we close, I'm going to ask you a couple questions, and I want you to think about this in your mind. Are you experiencing any conflict right now? Congratulations, God's trying to get your attention. Number two, in what area are you struggling with God? You know the right thing to do, but you just keep ignoring it. You keep fighting with God over it. You're afraid to trust him. Friend, there is no way you're going to win. You need to give in to God's control. Go to the mat. Three, where have you felt like giving up? I'm telling you, as your pastor and as your friend who loves you, hold on. Say to God, I am not letting go until you bless me. Number four, when are you going to face the truth about you? When are you going to stop blaming other people for the problems you've caused? When are you going to stop pretending that you're not a problem, that it's not an addiction, that you don't have a problem, that it's just a pink elephant in the middle of the room and nobody's going to admit it? When are you going to share your struggle with a friend? Number five, will you let Christ give you a new identity? You see, underneath every Jacob, God sees a prince, a princess. He sees what God meant for you to be. Yeah, you've been Jacob, but you're now going to be Israel. Prince of God. Follow me in this prayer, in your mind. Dear God, I admit I'm like Jacob, Lord. I've been struggling with you, and I've been fighting with other people. And I got conflicts and stress in my life. And I don't want to get stuck at stage one in conflict with others. And I certainly don't want to get stuck at stage two, a struggle with you, crisis. So today I'm taking these next steps. Three, commitment. I commit myself to you, Jesus Christ, 100%. I open my life, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's all, I give it to you. Jesus Christ, come in and take over my life, every area. And number four, I admit that I'm the problem. And not only am I willing to admit it to you and to myself, I'm going to admit it to somebody else. And the thing that I've held on to, I'm going to share it with somebody that they can pray with me and become my accountability partner. And I want you to change my identity. And if I have to walk with a limp the rest of my life, so be it. I will glory in my weakness because it shows your greatness. I pray this in your name. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, it's no secret that we've all been hurt by other people. We've hurt ourselves. We've hurt others. And as a result, every single one of us ends up with some sort of hurt, hang-up, or habit. But the question we all face is, where do we go from here? Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
You know, it's easy to assume that you'll never be able to change or heal from the past patterns in our lives, but Jesus offers us the hope that we need to change. He offers us hope for a second chance and hope to renew our lives. That's why I created Life's Healing Choices Study Kit. You can use it either by yourself or, even better, get a couple friends and study it together in a small group. This study kit is based on the Beatitudes, where Jesus teaches you how to make choices every day that will help you build a healthy foundation for real change in your life. Now, I'd like to send you this Life's Healing Choices study kit as a thank you. When you give a gift financially to support Daily Hope Ministry and this broadcast around the world. Now, the study kit includes my 8-session teaching DVD and a workbook that can be used either, as I said, by yourself or you can do it as a small group study. And I really would encourage you to get a couple friends and do the study together. We always grow more in community with other people. Thanks for listening today, and thanks for supporting Daily Hope. You know that we are 100% listener-supported ministry. We don't have any big donor out there. It's your generosity that makes it possible for me to record and produce these messages and give them out all around the world, trying to help people with the hope we need for change.
Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a gift to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world, we'll send you your very own copy of the Life's Healing Choices 8-Session DVD and Workbook Study Kit. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request this great resource. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.